and the spirit I never saw before. And it's, okay, Atalia was Jezebel's daughter. She's talked about very, very little in the Word of God, but she has some powerful testimony if you look at it. And in the 2 Kings 11, Atalia was the mother of Haziah. And when she saw that her son was dead, she rose up and destroyed all the seed of the kingdom. Now her son was the king, and when she saw that he was dead, she wanted to rule and reign. She saw it as her chance. One thing about this spirit, it goes after the children. And so when I saw this and I started seeing some family history, I realized this was a spirit, this was part of the spirit that attacked my daughter. Greed was part of it. The spirit of mammon is actually serving Baal. And Jezebel and the spirit, her daughter, served Baal. Now, everybody in America, till you really get free, serves Baal. It's just a name for the devil of serving money and idolatry of trusting self. And so God is just in the prophetic move of God, he's opening people's eyes and delivering them. And people don't even know you serve this. But if you really want to, if you worry about money and you make decisions based on money, you serve this God. And you're thinking, well, how can I not? Well, the truth is, as you start to let it fall to the wayside and put your faith in God, you'd be amazed. I mean, I just said yes to the Philippines now. And then I watch the money come in. I just say yes to go into the retreats now. I don't try to work it out, wiggle around. I've changed. Thank God. Ask Karen and them. This place was horrible when we first bought this building and had these bills, and I was still serving Baal and not knowing it. Still wonder, how are we going to pay this? What are we going to do? I hated it. Listen to the teaching we have on finances. You'll hear the adventure. You know? So this is a stripping. This is real stuff. You want to get this stuff out. God's brought you to this ministry for a purpose. And it'd be great to be the people who are light when everything starts shaking and not be part of the shaking looking for light. Wouldn't that be a nice change? So this spirit, you need to recognize this if your children have died or have been attacked or have been weakened. This could be the spirit. This could be one of them. And I thought it was kind of cool because I know God is getting Mitchell so close to being completely healed. And so still, if he's not completely healed, there's still things God's showing me. There's still things to bring forth my promise. There's still things he wants totally out of my heart for that prayer to have the complete power to bring about the promise of God. Okay, so we see that here. And these names are terrible for me, so I'm just going to go with it the best I can. Dan's got a good reading voice. We could let him just come and do the, like Benny Hinn does. See, Benny Hinn doesn't try to pronounce these things. He has somebody else reading it. He's a smart man. But since we're just doing this now to try to get to this deliverance, I love it. God's really slowing down time for me here. I can tell that too. Ha ha. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, the sister of Hazael, told Jehoash, the son of, okay. Anyway, what happens? When this mean lady, who was the daughter of Jezebel, when her son dies, who was supposed to take over the kingdom, she goes after her grandchildren. And this nurse took one of the grandchildren and hid him with the priest. But that's because God always has a remnant who's going to come forth and get everything back in order that God has declared, all right? But what you want to see about the spirit, okay, if you've ever had an abortion, the spirit's operated. If you've ever had a miscarriage, if you can't have children, if you've had children die, if you've had children who are constantly being attacked as if they're going to die, this would be the spirit operating. Now, I'm not all into what names it is. It's just a demon whose assignment is to stop your children from the rightful place in the things of God. So it would also be attacking their salvation, attacking everything in their life. So how many can say, I think this thing's kind of tried to hang out at my house some, okay? So we want to break the ties. Now, let me tell you, just because we say a name of a spirit doesn't mean it goes. You've got to break down the altars of Baal in your own life. You have got to go to the Lord, and you have got to say, Lord, help me quit worry. Help me get free from depending on money instead of you. Okay? Help me, Lord God, to get free of jealousy. Now, some of the other attributes that the enemy did to this woman who was the daughter of Jezebel that we want to be pulled out of our own lives, male or female. But many times, I think they really have the male and female names, because for every female in the Bible that you can tell that the Lord kind of shows you some bad stuff, there's a 10 men, kings or whatever in the Bible. I mean, I don't know why there's tons of books on Jezebel, but you don't see, you know, I'll just be honest, the men love to pick on women, but not look at their own stuff. And we need to deal with that. Everybody's a Jezebel. You know, you don't even have to worry about Jezebel unless you're an Ahab. So quit worrying about who's Jezebel and get the Ahab out of you. See where that spirit, the enemy, has made you a weak leader. Or the devil has used situations to emasculate you and make you feel like you're not a man, so you're trying to prove you are. You know, bullies beating you up. This spirit I've never, ever seen before. I've heard about the other spirits in the book. It talks about Delilah. And Delilah's a spirit that has to have, it's still under Baal, she has to have a man take care of her. Now, she may want a strong man. She may want the macho man. Her whole thing is to use seduction to stir up arousal in a man to win him so that she can be taken care of. Now, if you have that thing going, the devil's made you like that. You saw your mom say you have to have a date, you got to have a boyfriend. Oh, you know, if you're not married, you know, if I don't have grandchildren, things will be terrible. All that kind of stuff stirs that up. Now, you take that spirit, that package deal, and then you put it with a Jezebel, maybe a mother who was very controlling and tried to not let the father have any say, and then you judge the Jezebel, because you can get the Delilah spirit just watching television and movies. Then you judge your mother as controlling. You don't want to be like that. You judge your mother. You get the Jezebel from judging. Now you have a dilemma, because you're out to catch a strong, powerful man so he'll take care of you. But then when you get him, you turn into Jezebel and you want to kill him, or you just want him to be weak. You don't want to, no longer do you even want to fool around with him. How, you're just disgusting. I don't want anything from you. And all of a sudden, you're trashing the very guy you turned on all the charms to catch, because you got both these things going. Now, Atalia, Jezebel's daughter, she goes deeper in evil than her mother. And she hates men, period. Boy, you're in trouble if you picked up a Delilah watching televisions and movies and how to win a man, went to those movies, how to win a man. And then you get married and all of a sudden the Talia in you comes out and you want him dead. Don't you tell me what to do. No man tells me what to do. The feminist movement. The feminist movement, all of them are because of the spirit. All right, now we've dealt really in depth with Jezebel, and I encourage you to get the tape called From the Cesspool to the Promised Land. It talks about Baal and bring down the altars. God sent me all the way to Israel to do a prophetic Jericho kind of march. It's just powerful. Breaking the power of the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, all that's really taught in pretty much detail on that series. I encourage you to get that. This book is also very, very good, and we'll have it in the bookstore soon as I get around to ordering some. She really tears all that down really good. But I never, ever heard of this one before. So I started seeing, I think, oh, this spirit doesn't mean, okay, let's get this really clear for born-again believers. When you read these characters in the Bible, that's what Satan wanted you to be like. But when you found Christ and he came in, Satan's not able to complete that assignment. So we're not talking about us looking like this. We hope not. But we're talking about why we struggle and why some of that evil's there and why these things keep happening in our lives. and we're not getting the promises. Does everybody understand that? So when somebody comes up to be set free from the spirit, it doesn't mean that we really think that you want to kill all your kids, kill your husband, and be the feminist and go for abortion rights. I really believe if you've been in the church and God lives in you, you don't agree with any of that. You just cannot understand the enemy pulling you towards that. You can't understand those feelings that come up to make you want to hate your husband. That's the spirit that leads to divorce. Jezebel didn't want to divorce Ahab. She kind of liked the codependent relationship. His evil, her evil. I'm important. Shut up. I'll take care of it. Oh, thank you, honey. You know, they liked it. They liked that codependent thing. That's Satan mocking what God wanted a marriage to be. You know, but God wants us to see when we're doing that, either side of it. And that's where we're going to study the men's stuff and the ladies' stuff. And you might, and now gender issues, Terry and I were talking, gender issues happen when you relate more to the wrong gender and those spirits begin to try to create you instead of the devil trying to create you with the male spirits. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can actually cast a Delilah out of everybody. If you watch gay people, there's always the man one and the woman one. Well, the woman one got a Delilah spirit. So there's an example of a spirit that's purpose is to get somebody to use femininity and in vain little ways to try to have power over someone for sexual using sexual perversion. So it's strange how it works, but think of all the scenarios. That's why we don't have to figure them all out. But this class is about deliverance and moving in deliverance. So no wonder one little book and formula can't do it. She doesn't even pretend to in this book. That's why I like this book. But you understand what I'm saying? I mean, think of all the avenues Satan has available to try to mess things up. And that's why he mixes it up so well. So if he can have, an Italia spirit who absolutely hates men, divorces her husband or gets him out of the picture, and's raising a son who begins to agree with that spirit and hates men, wants him out of the picture, that person has been set up for homosexuality. Then, let's say he's watching television or some romantic movie and the Delilah spirit's operating and watches this woman use that spirit to catch a man. Of course, they always live happily ever after. And this person who's already now hating men and he is a man. So the gender thing's starting to mess up in here. He sees that and he goes, I want to be like her. Now we got the feminine male. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not going to get this. Terry's going to go into more detail with this and trying to pull it apart. So you can't just come out of him, homosexual spirit. Come out of him. Because it's not just there. I don't even know if there's such a thing as a homosexual spirit. It is a Sodom and Gomorrah. But homosexuality is the fruit of Satan creating someone in such a reprobate way and the person agreeing with it. And that's when you get turned over to it. Thank you, Lord. If you agree with what Satan is creating, it's reprobate. It's against God, and you get turned over to it. Folks, we have an entire education system. The church is even buying into it. All the media is into it to cause a complete reprobate world, which is going to be in such bondage, there'll be no more salvations. And Christ is going to come and say, enough. So God wants us to be so free that we can make sure our children are free. This is a very difficult age to have children. But if we can understand our authority in Christ and get these things out of our hearts and do the warfare, not focus on people, not focus on how the devil's tried to do this to our kids, not focus on how he's used us to be part of it. Get rid of condemnation. Let's go after the devil and make him wish he just never even tried. See, if Satan can keep you in condemnation and fighting people, he's got you. You'll never rise up in authority and win. All right. So, with this particular spirit, since this is a deliverance, I really wanted to minister this to some ladies. This spirit operates by trying to steal your children. It causes you to hate men. Now, the real you, made in the image of God, does not hate men. We've helped most of you to see that. If you hate men, and God is a man, in the sense he's beyond a man, but he reveals himself as father and son. Those are masculine identities. First, the Holy Spirit is a feminine side of God. But most people aren't really even thinking about the Holy Spirit when they're thinking about God. Okay? So when most people think about God and they hate men, first of all, they'll never even get to the Holy Spirit, because if you hate men and Jesus is a man, and Jesus even says he was the Son of Man, and there's no question Jesus was a man. When he came on the earth, he put himself in a man's body, God inside of a man's flesh, he was man. So if you hate men because of the Spirit, you're going to have a really hard time loving God. You can have a really hard time trusting God. And that's that spirit, that Italia, or whatever it is, Jezebel's daughter, that spirit. Now, it's not like one spirit with that name who comes. That's just a combination of evil that attacks to destroy us from knowing God. So what are the signs that that's happening in your life? Now, also, if you're for the men, I'm sure we're going to find this in some men characters when we look, but truthfully, it's about spirit, so you can go and get free now and not have to worry about all that. But if there's a divorce, this spirit had something to do with it. If there's abortion or death of children, this spirit has something to do with it. Or let me say, I don't like to say the spirit, this combination of evil that Satan has set up, it's the same thing. So when we renounce the spirit, we are renouncing this plot of the enemy. We are renouncing any way we associate it with this as being truth or thought it was who we were. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay? That's the key. So some of it's going to go. Some of that package deal is going to go. But stuff you still identify with is going to stay until you quit identifying with it. Doesn't that make sense? You've got to really see the work of sanctification is the Holy Spirit, and they're throwing things out. But if he goes to throw something out and you say, no, that's not so bad. That's just how I am. That's just how it is. It's not going, and it's going, yeah, I get to stay. Why? Because we have free will. Because we get to choose what we believe. That's why it's our choice to hate evil. It's our choice to believe the word of God. The cool thing is, I just have come to a place to believe. And when I renounce what I do see and I hate what the enemy's done, I believe the thing has to go, and that's all there is to it. I just believe that. I don't negate my prayers because something else shows up. I just know everything I just saw and hated has to go. Now let me tell you, don't make excuse for evil. When you make an excuse for evil, you're kind of his bodyguard and letting him stay. Well, now that's not really what's going on. It's not really that bad. Okay, let him stay if you want. But eventually you're going to find out God doesn't want him in there. And you're going to come in agreement with God. You can make it easy or you can make it hard. But the truth is you've got to see it. You can't just go by somebody telling you. You really have to have eyes to see in the spirit, ears to hear. That's what Jesus said. Let ears, those who have ears, let them hear. Those who have ears, let them hear. Some of you need to pray for Holy Ghost Q-tips so you can start to have ears to hear, and you can get free really fast. And Satan's built up all kinds of walls and strongholds so you won't hear. All right. So before we start the next session, I want to go after this particular thing, especially for the ladies. And we'll be dealing with more things as we go. An attribute of the, if you were ever in the feminine the feminist movement. If you had Jane Fonda bumper stickers or anything like that. look what that spirit did using her, though. All those Vietnam vets were emasculated. All of them were told, you're no good, you're murderers, you're baby murderers. The same people are saying you're baby murderers are the ones voting yes for abortion and murdering babies. That's just evil, just so evil. It's just ridiculous. You know, Bible says the wisdom of the world is foolishness. And if you really step back and look at it, how foolish is that? But everybody bought into it, and that whole group of men came in. And Paul Ai's going to be here on Sunday morning. He's a pastor from Vietnam. He spent 10 and a half years in prison for his faith. And we were at lunch, Neil and I, we took him to lunch. And I said, what do you think about the prisons in America or something like that? He said, there are no prisons in America, just free hotels. And he's not kidding. What he went through there is just unbelievable. And he's so full of grace and love of God. And he's tried to go back a couple of times and got thrown back out. And the embassy saved him from being back in jail just in the last year. It's like, wow, the real deal. So come Sunday morning. We encourage you to come Sunday morning. Anyway, all right. So what I want some of you, if you see this, because like I said, that's what we do from 7 to 8, we do this stuff. And we do this also sometimes at the evening meeting, you know, the later meeting, but I just really felt like this. So if you see, if you already kind of have an understanding about Jezebel, we've talked about that. Jezebel is a spirit, how the enemy tries to make a woman very arrogant, very boastful, very, I'll take care of it myself. Some of you men can nudge your wives now. And then when she slaps you upside the head, we'll know it's right. That's a good test. Okay, good. One elbow and he has a black eye. We'll know. Okay. The other thing, okay, so that's a big part of that one. Very much manipulation. It's cool. It's a lot of the stuff we've been taking apart is we've been throwing out most of the power of this thing. Now, Italia, now think about it. Now, I want you to look at this. Italia is a spirit that could really come, it can come through iniquity line, but really get strong in your life if you had a very strong, domineering mother or either one parent, and then a very weak parent. So it was like a very unfair fight in your home. That can cause you to despise her, you know, or could actually cause you to admire her, but despise your father. Like, not only do I not want a man, I don't want a husband like my father. I don't want any husband at all. These will be women who could take on a Delilah just to get married, to feel okay, but then hate the whole thing, even hate the kids, everything. Okay? So this spirit is full of, I only need myself. I'm the only one that matters. Like we said, and Terry's going to be going more in this on the 2 weeks when I'm gone, but if you can see the gender issue, if someone took on this spirit, if a male took on this spirit, he could really hate men because they're so weak. And so identify with a female who seems strong and then take on that spirit. And then you're going to have your gender mess. That's why these people who say they really feel like they're in the wrong body, they really do. Because they took a demon into their thinking, into their soul, into their spirit that says, you can't possibly be a man or you can't possibly be a woman because you hate men and you hate women. Whichever, you see what I'm saying? So we need to have a lot of compassion for this kind of confusion. Because this is stuff that's set up by the enemy and nobody can stop it. You know that nobody can stop it. If Satan's attacking you with this, you cannot stop it unless you know Christ. So we better quit. You can judge it and get it. And if you don't get it in your generation, you might get it in the next generation or the next generation, and it could be your judgment that did it. That's why judging is so bad. Please get the tapes on judging. If you have any fear of the Lord, you'll quit judging. If you want to see the mess in your life, you've judged most of that, and it's come in through your judgments. All right, so this spirit that we're going to deal with tonight, because we've done the other ones, get power struggle if you want to see the Delilah spirit and deal with that. Get the one on Jezebel called from the cesspool to the promised land and really go after the Jezebel thing. You know, you do the stuff at home and come back and we'll pray for you. And truthfully, you don't even have to have somebody pray for you, but unless the Lord tells you to. But this one I've never done before. So I want to break the power, but we did it. We had powerful deliverance at the retreat. Now, no, there may be parts of it that's still there, and that's fine because it's not one thing. It's just everything that you hate that's within this plan of the enemy to make you like that has to go. And everything you've already seen within that you've hated, it's already gone. So you could just have one, you could just only have the, maybe just have where the enemy's still trying to kill your kids and not have any of the other stuff. Okay? We want to break the power of all of it. We're going to break the power of all of it, all of it, all of it. All right, let me see if there's any. Okay, so the little boy was hidden for 6 years in the house of the Lord, verse 3. And Ataliah reigned over the land. In the seventh year, the rulers came and runners. They showed these people they were cutting this covenant with that the king's son was still alive.